September 21st, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warfiddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. God's two-hand world of natural things and revelation. And when that happened, angels, you have to submit to my creation. My man, as I have created, as God said, what is wrong with you that you do not submit to the man who I have made with my two hands, meaning his two major controls, the world of natural things, and that is one of God's controls and revelation. So the man that I made with revelation, I made human with the natural world. They are supposed, or pardon me, supported by my natural creation, but I'm also making this particular man with my words, with revelation, saying, what is wrong with you, Satan, that you do not accept this man, this creature, this Khalifa that I'm making with my two controls, metaphorically, my two hands, but it means my two controls, and it means that now, in common language, we say, handle him, man. Don't let him handle you. So we thank God. God's words carry spirit and influence. Did I come here to give you a khutbah? Did I come here to convert you to Al-Islam or religion? No. I came here to support us building our community up from the ground. But I know that I wouldn't be here if I wouldn't have had those credits that Imam Al-Fid Muhammad read off to you, I would not be here today. You would not know me if God had not begun making a man a special man in the United States of America, in the family of the African-American people. And I know whatever we are going to do, we can do it much better if we begin by recognizing our reality in its best condition, is the reality given to us by God's words. This reality created God's words, and the words carry spirit. Every word carries spirit or influence. Whatever you say, I can say, Gant, already I have influenced your mind and also your soul. And the word Gant, you can hear it. Anything we say trash. It influences your mind and also your soul. How it influences it is a question of where your mind was. So United States blessed and cursed because of leaders. There are some of you around this blessed country, the United States blessed and cursed with bad leaders, blessed because of good leaders making contributions to the building of a special people called the Americans, and cursed because of bad leaders, America the beautiful and America the ugly at all mixed in together. Now, I am for America the beautiful, and I hope that I am a factor in preserving and promoting America the beautiful. Words make people, means language makes people. Believers are Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sabians, etc. I said a long time ago before I was called the imam, I think I was still called chief minister. Words make people. And it means language makes people. The language on the street, if the youngsters accept it, it makes street people. It makes youngsters of the streets. And if he is fortunately, if he is fortunate to be in a congregation that recognizes the Lord God over all, then that scripture communicating to you make those people. The scripture communicating by those people to their congregation or to their others make them, and you can tell them when you see them, especially a believer. You don't have to be a believer of their religion. Just be a true believer, and you recognize a believer, whether it is Christian, Jew, Buddhist, even Hindus, those outside of the people of the book that we identify with as Muslim, Jews, Christians, and Sabians. Some think it is only Muslims, Jews, and Christians. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says people of the book, he is also talking about the Sabians also, and they still exist. I thought they didn't exist anymore, but I found out about 4 or 5 years ago. They are still practicing believers on this planet Earth called Sabians. So when you're around them and you have a chance to converse with them or share the conversation with them, you feel a believer. And after a while, you forget the religious label, identity, and you are just happy to be with another believer. And you feel good in their company. What does that supporting the belief that I have been focusing for the last 15 minutes. The believer that I am focusing on is that God's word created the people he wants on this earth. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm making a Khalifa in the earth from behind. So there are two ways to lead somebody in scripture. You go out ahead of them like Joshua did, or you lead them like a shepherd leads his sheep. The shepherd keeps the sheep before him. He leads from behind. But from behind, he signals that the sheep which direction to stay in or which direction to go in, right? Now, even though he is behind you physically, he is in front of you spiritually. And he has to see where he's directing the sheep to go to or to go before the sheep sees. If he doesn't, he's not the leader. So he's not the shepherd. Now, you mentioned, you said, sometimes you feel like I know nothing. Well, that is a good disposition to take. That is my disposition. That is the disposition I take. I know nothing. And that is the position and the righteous, wise leaders take. They take the same position. We know nothing. You know God. We know not. So first I want to compliment you first. But now I'm going to give you a little more understanding. When they get in heaven, they will say, this resembles what we said, before. That is what you should be saying. You should be trying to see the likeness. See, in this, in my teachings, support for what you used to believe or what you experienced in your life as a seeker. So you should know something. You know a lot. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30 to 33. Allah created man with his spirit. So people, a mass ordinary person, the perception of human essence and identity is pretty much the same in the history of philosophical religion, myths, and science, though the language differs in these categories. But the subject matter, as I perceive by these different fields of knowledge, is perceived in the same way. The term people, American Heritage Dictionary, entry 5, gives this meaning: the mass of ordinary persons, or the populace. Now, the same dictionary gives the meaning of populace, and I quote, the general public, the masses. Then it gives a secondary, a second entry, a population. So this has to been, this has been a change since our American culture abandoned its decency and part time to refer as a few individuals, common to refer to them as persons. They would ask, how many do you have with you? You would say, I have two individuals with me, with myself. Or, I have two persons and myself. Now, it has changed. Have two persons and myself. So, person one, an individual of specific character. Two, the spirit has to come into the body of the people before they become persons, and I have human essence. Now, again, American Heritage Dictionary definition of person, entry 2, an individual or specific character, entry 3, the self, or as many of you in the audience know in Quran, al-nas, the self. What did God create? He created the self, did he? It did not say people, did he? He created the self. How he created it, the language is in the Quran. Now, I go to another entry 7 of American Heritage Dictionary definition for person. In Christianity, any of the separate individuals of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is this language far from us? The man had been conceived but had not been completed as a creation. And the angels, according to our scripture, from Quranic Muslim holy book, the angels were disturbed by the thought that a human being is being created with free will and its own decisions to make with its own rational power or rational powers. That disturbed the angels when God said he would make such a creature. They said, what is this? It is going to cause bloodshed and corruption. And God said, God said, wait, he is not complete. Wait until I have given him of my spirit. God says, wait until I have given to him of my own spirit. So if the definition has, as one of the slaves, the Holy Spirit, then according to our scripture, the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, has to come into the body of people before they become persons and have human essence. I mean, Lord have mercy. It is so good to sit down at the table of the Lord and break bread. Someone might say, oh, he's like the church people now. Like he's one of the church people. We have a lot in common, more than others. For the three Abrahamic faith communities, that is for Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, or Jews, Christians, and Muslims, people are necessarily persons or original in the business department area, especially the business office. You have copies and originals. They are okay, but of these copies of human beings that we see in this wasted public of ours, they don't resemble originals hardly at all. People are necessarily persons or original in the nature of man as created by God. Considering what has been said so far regarding human essence and identity, many individuals in our population can be classified as people as the public, but we have to reserve the right to identify them simply as people without human essence. So human essence is the last, identity is lost. So when human essence is lost, identity is lost. So if there is no human essence present, though it may be residing in the quiet recesses of your human soul, but you are not going to do anything to bring it up to your conscience. Therefore, you are void of human essence. And such persons tend to be like copycats. They get their lifestyle living from a behavior from whatever attracts them in the environment, the popular lifestyle. For our general public today is too playful and too disrespectful. The soul has been fed sex excitement and has lost its original social content. So the soul has to be fed sexual hypes or sexual excitement to the extent that sexuality has lost its original social content. The general public spirit is to degenerate sexual desires, corrupt it, and bring it down to the low inferior existence. It appears to the effects is to present oneself in the more vulgar, in the most indecent picture. The common expression is get down low and nasty. So on a more serious note, now we are repeating human history stories of the fall of man. These immoral incidents at times can cause a nuking of the general population. Many in the popular crowd are being eliminated from the human family. Culture has managed to restore man to his original. We come to another term now, commercialism. American Heritage Dictionary, I picked this dictionary because our culture and our leadership over our life in this part of the world has been designed to save us. We lose our culture to save us and put us on our feet again so we can find our way into a decent and healthy culture again. The managing order for our culture has that responsibility, so they will only let us go so far, and they will start to feed the public sensitivity so that we come back to our originality or back to the to join human essence. So it is good to know that. Keep listening to me as I continue with my topic, commercialism, meaning entry to an attitude that emphasizes tangible profits or success. That means something physical, something material you can feel with your hand. It has weight in your hand, physical, visible to your eyes, etc. Personalized in the same dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary Entry 2A, to exploit or make chiefly for financial gain, to sacrifice the quality for profit. Day of religion, when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world. So I come now to the expression again, the day of religion. So this is the day of religion. So we are living in the day of religion and also the day of judgment. It is the same. When the day of judgment comes, it is because the day of religion has arrived. So what is the day of religion? The day of religion is when being dominated by one religious thinking in the world, and they start to research and rethink their own holy or sacred sources to see if they have lost or gone astray from important things or important meanings in the purity or the language of purity for their religion. John 13:14, wash each other's feet. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So when that time comes, we are going to have to do what? Jesus demonstrated to his disciples. He said, wash each other. The military man who serves in the military, you know, in hearing range of my voice, you know what foot soldier means. He doesn't have the rank of the brass big guys, the total generals, etc. So the foot soldier means the one in the lowest ranks. So the feet of society are the common people, the last culturally refined, the last educated and the least in wealth and or money. But the whole establishment stands upon them like everything stands upon those feet. The establishment stands upon them. And our designers who designed the political idea that formed this great society we call the American people, they put their greatest importance on the feet. They based the whole construction upon the recognition of the two feet, the foot and the foot, the right foot and the left foot. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, rights that you can't take away from them, not human beings, no government is authorized to take those rights from them. Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So here's the authority of this ideology that has served the American people until this present time and served us in a great way so that we could be a great people and have a great future, a honorable people with a great future, and a beautiful life if we would life the best of it, live the best of it, pardon me. So what are they saying? They are saying that these new Jerusalem, this new vision for a better life on earth, bases its value and its survival and longevity on the common person, the common nature of man, on the equality of people. God created them with certain essence, and he endowed them with certain qualities. He did it. It is inherent. It is inborn. You cannot take it away from him. Everyone is born with it. And the proof is, they can say a black is inferior. But if the black ever gets an opportunity to prove them wrong, it is going to be established as a lie. They will not be able to hold to that lie any longer. So the black is going to find a way to prove them a lie. Recently in the history of academia in America, they found that newcomers from Africa, black college students, were excelling above whites and above us. The world was changed, thank God, and thank good men and women, and good women. Thank good life. So we have a common, the best of human life, but some of us will not awaken to it. So some of us won't accept a behavior that will serve that life coming to fruition, coming to fullness, coming into reality. And they will be wasted, as history tells us, and we were wasted in the past when they made that decision or accepted that decision or disposition. They were wasted in the past, history, and they will be wasted today. Nuke bombs kill the inner human living only, leaving only a flesh body. So this is the day of religion and also the day of judgment. People are being eliminated, terminated, as though victims of nuke bombs exploding. The nuke bomb was just recently created. It is the latest of the bombs created. I have to elaborate a little bit before going further with this. It was created so that a lot of wealth wouldn't have to be lost while fighting your enemies in war. If you defeated him, you don't want to tear up all the things that he had if you have to rebuild them after you take over his land. So you want the banks to still be standing. You want the account department, the computers, and everything not to be damaged. So they invented a nuke bomb that will kill people but leave all the material establishments intact, unharmed. So that is what this culture is doing right now. It is operating as a nuke bomb, and it will kill the human life and the flesh body, but leave the flesh body standing apparently unharmed. It leaves the physical intact, not destroyed. So the inside void of human essence, hence emptied of human essence, and open to body snatchers. So the biggest of the body snatchers is commercialization. It invites you to get into the new dress style and style your way into hell or into another mindset and become another one of the common people who have no human essence, souls taken by a body snatcher. So Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. They are related, and what we look at that was the world before man influenced, before man endowed the world, before his imprint it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature before man touched it or interfered with it. That was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promises to discoriate its allurement with temptation, things to tempt man. And that is what God showed the angel on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work, and the world to make it excite intentions for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the subtlest of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that it is true. It is very difficult. You see it now? If you are not already saved by the church or some faith or some religion, most likely you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually it is yourself destroying yourself. So you do the things that destroy yourself. So when Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made him Levine. It means that the earth, the topsoil, that bears good topsoil, and that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud, and sometimes they say stinking mud, or something like that. And you fasten him of that mud, and it means that the mud has organic matter in it, so it has a smell. You know the rich farmland as it has as a smell, because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said you made him of levain, or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. If you fashion him of that, and there is decay matter in that, it is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge in the earth to that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels was coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him addressing that coming from a pure human soul, he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul. Him addressing that God takes over because God put that innocent soul. Allah two hands symbolic of the natural world and revelation. And that is God's work in that into innocent soul that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I am answering you directly. His human creature maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God said, what is wrong with you that you will not make sujda to this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands, both the natural world and revelation? Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make sujda to him? So you are a jinn, I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling. They're trying to have their crops or whatever to support their life, their families, and their community. And not always more, I would say, purify or even having an ethnical interest to establish ethics. No. But they had a nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelling, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? So Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah takes you in the womb as he pleases. In her essential nature and function, the woman, wife, mother, is the very womb of society. So the womb, that's the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of that womb of the mother world, just as the individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. So many of us don't understand just how important the womb is in the growth process of the mind and society. The woman, wife, mother stands as a physical womb, giving us a picture of something that Allah is going to extend throughout the life of history of humanity. So this is the physical womb, but God is going to take you out of the physical womb and put you in a mental womb that is mostly a moral womb, the womb of your mother, morals. He will start your mind to growing by teaching not to do what is wrong and to do what is right. Later, she will form you again, and you will be born in the womb of reason, thinking. Every child is born as a result of two parents and has the right to be raised, guided, and protected by those two. But what does it all begin? Where does it all begin? It begins in the cradle. The parents escape the mother. She has to raise her children properly. She has to influence the best behavior and the best minds into her child. As parents, the Quran is saying, we have to first build character. A human without character is nothing. The child has been made by Allah to be impressionable and to accept guidance and leadership. The child is looking for this from the parent. Character equals care plus actor. So as parents, we must realize if we curse, use vulgar language, smoke, drink, act indecent in the presence of our children, we are crippling them from the beginning because they don't process the intelligence to deal with our indecent behavior. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. John 11, in the beginning was Word. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 138, the baptism of Allah who baptizes better. So a thing may take on several and different natures. If you are raised in the jungle without human beings, as parents you might come up as a wolf or as a monkey. You might even imitate their sounds. I'm not telling you what we think. I'm telling you what we know. You may bark or make sounds like a wolf because the human creature is different from all the other creatures of the earth. You are not made where physically made. You come into the world from your mother, womb as an empty vessel. So the world that you are born in has to fill the empty vessel with a mind to rule and to dwell in the kingdom we call the vessel. It says to us that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word took on flesh. So what does that mean? It means simply this. What comes into our flesh body when it is delivered from the flesh womb or body of our mother, it is the thing that forms us in our flesh body. Thing was formed our flesh body with when did man start thinking in the earth. No history tells us. When did the first thought come into existence? No history can tell us. So we are an inward person or as a real person ruling in the flesh, having no birth record. If you be patient and listen, you will get an understanding. God himself makes us. Yes. So you can be born identical twins and grow up to be more unlike each other and then other brothers and sisters in the family. I don't mean you're going to be alike because you're physically alike, although many times twins also look alike in their mind and in their spirit. So that's because they like each other. And perhaps there were nothing happening in the house to make them dislike each other, but if one twin senses that the mother is trying to force it to be like its brother or sister, it will begin to rebel against this, knowing that it is a individual too. So it might come up resisting and influencing that the other one accepts. The results will be that those people will be far apart as persons, although they have been close as flesh. What does this tell us? This tells us something that might be too strange and too heavy for your mind right now to bear. It might be too foreign for your imagination, but it's the truth, and you've been hearing it in the church all of your life. Allah, the God himself, makes us. We are only born physically from our parents, But God Almighty makes us. He allows some of us to be made with different materials. He allows some of us to come up like our mothers and some to come up like our fathers. Some comes up being neither like mother or father. Some may look like uncle or aunt or grandfather. So you were made, pardon me, you were mine before physical creation. So Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah shakes you in the womb as he pleases. The Quran Surah 95, Ayat 4, we created man in excellent way. Genesis 11, 1 to 7, one language, Babel. Don't think of yourself as a physical creation because you were before the physical creation. The physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. So the earth produces minerals, plants, and flesh. The earth produces your flesh so that you will have a place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we were formed right according to the Holy Quran and Bible, so we went off from that way, right away, of thinking and begin thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. So once you begin thinking foreign, strange, or unnatural, you begin to entertain foreign, strange, and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What comes about when this happens, it is a new language. So Genesis 11, 1 to 7, one language, Babel. The Holy Quran in the Bible says that once the people were one people and their language was one language, what does this mean? It means that once the bed, fruit, coming to them, once their society, their community, was filled with the language of truth, it was the language of truth that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they walked aright because they were formed rightly. But something happened, and they went astray from the right course and lost the ability to speak right language. So the language is no longer the word of God. It was the word of graphic creation. When the word of the graphic went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made a graphic person in that vessel. So Jesus said that as a man thinketh, so is he. If we could take the time, we can show you and bring you to agree with us. The very person is formed, created, or made in the physical body by words and language. Words begin message to the mind. What does we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You may not call them words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. So these numbers are seen as words, even though the wisdom of the wise of this world, a world as that which brings a message to your mind. Everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. So you don't call these words, but they are words. What you are doing now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open. And the baby sees something. When his eyes are open, without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. The image that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. So everything is in your environment is words speaking to you or speaking to your mind, forming you in the body. So the book you read or the language of your parents, talk you heard in the streets or in the home, the words you hear in the streets, the physical things that you look at and thought about, the physical things that you look at and you didn't think about are words. All these things have acted as words going into your mind, forming you and they are forming you for as long as you live on this world, in this world. So the process of making or forming human beings never stops. It goes on all the time. So if you don't want yourself to be created and ill, we bid ugly or disease firm, you have to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go into your mind. All praises are due to Allah. Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb of mother. Mother equals community. Says he created you in the womb of your mother, and the womb is put away in five wraps. The women, pardon me. The woman is put away in five wraps. Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, this mother is our community. So you know what we're talking about is community life. And what gives form and structure again to community life? The application of the five senses directed, guided, and protected by God. You aren't going to get it up there. You're going to have the dhikr again if you just keep looking up there. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, take you in the womb of your mother. Your Quran, Surah 64, Ayah 3, Nay, Surah, Picture, Features. So human pictures are denoted. And the shaping, there is given as a cure, as a picture. Now we are formed in the womb of our mother, says, and he is the one who made us surah, singular. His God, us, our looks in the singular, not in the plural. And God says, and he made that picture most excellent. So the human picture that God created. First God made human, and then he made white, black, red, yellow, male, female, all these you see. So the human picture is the true picture for all the different races. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, take you in the mother's womb. So if the mother is not original, the child will be made artificial. He will nurse artificiality. Well, Allah says also that he made the human like clay. If you would devote your intellect, not your heart, not just spirit, devote your brain, your intellect to God. With complete submission, God will bring the gene of your body containing the orientation in it, and that will be passed to your children, and your children will grow to bigger dimensions. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 30, pardon me, the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb of your mother. He gives us these distinctions, distinct pictures. He gives us those while we were in the womb of our mother. He says that means here on this, on earth. He gives us these pictures that distinguishes us one from another. And God says, the most honorable of you say, the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb as pleases. So we have many pictures because God says we are given our picture in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother, in our picture while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. So that's the physical picture, right? And all of us get our physical picture in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. So that is where we get our physical picture. That physical picture is from there. Nothing goes there but a little microscopic thing that are placed in the mother, and she is a factory that turns out the beautiful child. So if you look in the mirror at yourself and you don't like what you see, forget about that. That is not the important picture. The important picture is one God made that we all have, the same. It doesn't look different from any of us. It is all the same for all of us. And that human being is in its excellent condition that God wants it in. That human being in the excellent condition that God wants him in. The common picture for all of us. Now, if we would put importance on the common picture and not on these separate pictures, we would have no real serious race problem. So fetus in womb is pure, has spirit. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah creates in the womb as he pleases. The hadith, seek knowledge from cradle to the grave. Psalms 51:5, original sin conceived in womb. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in the sin did my mother conceive me. So life is pre-mortality in the unborn as spirit and purity. The unborn child pure and had a spirit, and don't think that the spirit aren't in the child. The child is in the mother, and the spirit is in the child already. Received another spirit when it comes out here. Breathe the air of the world. But in the mother, it has also spirit. In fact, when life is conceived in the womb, the life has, the spirit is the first life. The life has spirit and purity. And a sign of this purity is that when the baby is born, science only could tell us this has been about 6 months immunity to most diseases that will get us 6 months immunity. 6 months immunity. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So life is acquiring knowledge. Life is acquiring knowledge, so we want to understand our human life, that when I'm trying to do, I'm trying to express to you what have extracted from revelation so that we will be able to understand better human life. So life is acquiring knowledge. If you are not trying to acquire the knowledge, you are not trying to learn anything. So you are not rationally curious. You're dead. To which the prophet and the messenger of God, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, prayers and the peace be upon him, says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. What is that telling us? How you are going to tell a baby that in the cradle, seek knowledge. That is not for the baby. It is the cradle. That's for us. That's to tell us that God has created you from the time that you were delivered from your mother with a brain, with an intelligence that seeks knowledge. And I've seen that. In newborn infants, once the eyes open up, you can see them looking at you with a curiosity. The first sign of the light is the mind is curious, of curiosity, wanting to know. God created us to know. So the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that in his expression is a reference to a definition of human life given before this time, before the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him's time in Holy Scripture. So understand this, and the whole human body is to be seen as a medium for our material activity and our material needs. The mother for intake, the mouth for intake, food, whatever, water, thirst, taste, to distinguish and to select things. that we prefer to go down, to go into the body, to be digested. And preparation, stewing and whatever, chewing, and the acid in the mouth helps prepare the food to go down the throat, to be taken down into the stomach for further preparation and digestion so that it could be put into the bloodstream. Then the bloodstream takes it to all parts of the body. Even your hair is fed by your blood. Go to any hair specialist. Pardon me. You know people who treat diseases of the hair, and they will tell you that the hair will not be healthy and will not grow if it doesn't get blood to the surface of the skin. Blood has to come into the skin for the hair to be healthy. That's why it's good to stand on your head, brothers. So when you exercise it and you know how to stand on your head, weighing as much as I weigh, lose about 20 pounds before you stand on your head. But standing on your head is going to, is good for your hair growth up here. After you lose it, oh, don't bother. Too late to catch it. Prayers and our prayers have been given to serve our whole life, not just our spiritual and mind. Our prayer has been given to serve our whole life. So when you make ruku, you're bringing blood to your head. It's healthy for you. So when you make sujda, bringing enough more, bringing even more blood to your head, it is healthy for you. Now, such for that. So much for that. Senses and whole body serve brain perception. However, the senses and the whole body serve human perception, though we know we have these senses of taste, sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of sight, feeling. We have these five senses. But the whole body serves the need and the brain for perception. So the life of the body is, quote, the lifeblood. The lifeblood, the whole body is the lifeblood. What life is feeding it? The whole body. So the lifeblood, and that comes from scripture, not the Quran, the book, the Bible, and other scriptures. Not only other scriptures, statements from philosophers that didn't call themselves religious, but they were. They didn't understand it then. They also have given blood as the life of the body. So the spirit is seen in activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. So you say you've got spirit. I don't see no activity. You say you've got spirit. I don't see your production. What you produce, you've got spirit. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, made creatures in the womb. So I give you your picture more than one when you are in the womb of your mother, right? And I give you your picture more than one when you are in the womb of your mother. So we come out African, Chinese, Asian, Nigerian, Guyanese, whatever, all of these. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, God formed us in the womb of our mother. That says he formed us in the stomach of in the womb of our mother, to give us the form, so that the form is first, isn't it? The life in the mother was the life dependent upon her. The life outside is the life of independence. But we have to grow step by step into that life. So the immediate delivery is not independence except for separation from her body, not a dependency on her physical body anymore. So we start to be dependent upon the second mold. The first mold, the mother. The second one is the world out here. We are shaped in our mothers. And then we are delivered in time as God planned it. And we are delivered into this world, another mold, to shape us. So we are formed in the first time without our consciousness, awareness of it. So we have not awareness of ourselves being formed or the form we were taken. Then we were delivered into this world. Then the next mold, we learn about the first one, where I was, how I was formed, yes. And this is the world for us. We have our individual responsibility for our own life, or say, relative independence. So life God created is so to give to back him. Life God created it, so give it back him. So the life is for God. That's the point. We must give our life to God. The God that gives us our life, that means for keeping our life, we must give our life to him. It's nothing short of that. He asks nothing less than that. We give the life to him. My personal life must be lived for God. Father Kalahi Gadim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. Inshallah, and on the means that it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Mirage Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. We thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.